Okay. I call to order the meeting of the Berkeley Lakes City Council and note for the voice record that this is September 19th, 2019, that all of our city council members are here and present, that our city administrator and deputy are here, that our city attorney is here, that five members of the public are here, and we welcome all of you. Do I hear a motion regarding the agenda as it has been published and presented?
I'd like to make a motion to accept the agenda as submitted.
I second it.
Okay. Rebecca moves and Rodney seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you. That's unanimous. Regarding the public hearing that we have scheduled tonight, that is on O-19-225 to require conveyor car washes to use 50% of recycled water. Are there any comments from the public about that? Okay. Hearing none, I would move us on to the consent agenda and note for the voice record that the items on the consent agenda tonight are the minutes from our last meeting on August 12th, the financial reports from July of 2019 unaudited, the operations activity reports from August of this year, the lease of property at the corner of Ridge and North Berkeley Lake Roads, the landscaping maintenance proposal for the property at the corner of Ridge and North Berkeley Lake Roads, and R-1907, the appointment of the absentee ballot clerk for our November 5th special election. Do I hear a motion regarding the consent agenda?
I make a motion to approve all the items on the consent agenda.
Do I hear a second?
I second that.
Okay. Bob moves, Chip seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you. That's unanimous. Under old business, Pat, would you talk to us, please, about the car wash situation that we just mentioned?
O-19-225 is an amendment to Chapter 78, the zoning ordinance, establishing water recycling standards for conveyor-type commercial car washes. It was requested by the North Georgia Metro Water Planning District following the 2019 audit cycle to bring the city into conformance with the Regional Water Resources Management Plan. The language of this amendment mirrors Gwinnett County's ordinance. And as a zoning ordinance amendment, it was presented to the Planning and Zoning Commission in August and received a recommendation for approval. Following tonight's public hearing, it is ready for consideration for second reading and adoption.
Okay. Do I hear a motion regarding this?
Yes, I'd like to make a motion to place O-19-225, an ordinance to amend Code of Ordinances of the City of Berkeley Lake to establish water recycling standards for conveyor-type commercial car washes, to repeal conflicting ordinances, to provide for an effective date, and for other purposes on second read, and to adopt the measure.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
Okay. Scott moves and Rodney seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you. That's unanimous. Pat, talk to us, please, about the mobile foods unit ordinance.
O-19-226 is an ordinance amending Chapter 34, Article 2 of the Code of Ordinances of the City of Berkeley Lake to add a new Division 5 entitled Mobile Food Units to enable the city to regulate this growing trend in food service. It is now available for second read.
Do I hear a motion regarding this?
Yes, I'd like to move to place O-19-226, an ordinance amending Chapter 34, Article 2 of the Code of Ordinances of the City of Berkeley Lake to add a new Division 5 entitled Mobile Food Units, to repeal conflicting ordinances, to provide for an effective date, and for other purposes on second read.
Do I hear a second?
I'll second that.
Chip moves, Rebecca seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? That's unanimous. All right. Septic systems ordinance regarding the requirement for original documents, Pat.
O-19-227 is an ordinance amending Chapter 58, Septic Systems, by deleting the provision that required that the required forms be original documents. Doing so will make it easier for owners who live out of town to complete the requirements. So it is available for second read.
Thank you. Do I hear a motion regarding this?
I'd like to make a motion to place O-19-227, an ordinance amending Chapter 58 Septic Systems, Section 58-2, Routine Inspection, Maintenance, Repair, and Reporting of the Code of Ordinances of the City of Berkeley Lake by deleting Paragraph 6, requiring that the required forms be original documents, to repeal conflicting ordinances, to provide for an effective date, and for other purposes on second read, and to adopt the measure.
Do I hear a second?
I second that motion.
Okay, Rebecca moves, Bob seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you, that's unanimous. And the ordinance regarding animals, Pat?
O-19-228 is an ordinance amending Chapter 10, Animals, the Wildlife Section 10-2, to correct a typographical error that created an erroneous reference, and this amendment is now available for second read.
Do I hear a motion regarding
I'd like to make a motion to place O-19-228, an ordinance amending Chapter 10, Animals, Wildlife, Section 10-2C of the Code of Ordinances of the City of Berkeley Lake, to correct an erroneous reference, to repeal conflicting ordinances, to provide for an effective date, and for other purposes, on second read, and to adopt the measure.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
Scott moves, Rodney seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Okay, that's unanimous. Under new business tonight, we are discussing replacement of signs in our public works area, Pat.
As you may recall, the city replaced 44 road signs that were in poor or fair condition as part of a road maintenance project completed in 2015. For your consideration tonight is a contract with Highway Services Incorporated for replacement of the remaining 203 city-owned road signs that do not meet the current retro-reflectivity standard and the installation of an absent street name sign. Our city engineers firm, Keck & Wood, solicited quotes for this project. Two companies responded. Keck & Wood recommends that the work be awarded to Highway Services Incorporated with the lowest bid. This company has done work for the City of Berkeley Lake in the past, and the city engineer has had satisfactory experience with them on other projects. Staff is requesting that the contract with Highway Services Incorporated be approved with an added 10% contingency in the amount not to exceed $44,833.
Do I hear a motion supporting this?
I move to accept the recommendation of Keck & Wood, Inc. to award the contract for the replacement of road signs and posts as described to Highway Services, Inc., and to authorize the mayor to enter into a contract with the company on behalf of the city in the amount of $40,756.92, with an added 10% contingency not to exceed $44,833,000, subject to approval as to form by the city attorney.
That number, Rodney, was not to exceed $44,833, is that right?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you. Do I hear a second?
I second that.
Okay, Rodney moves and Scott seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you, that's unanimous. Tom, would you talk to us, please, about the 2020 budget that we've been working on?
O-19-229 is the proposed budget for 2020. The measure as presented anticipates no increase in the real property tax millage rate for 2020 over the rollback rate for 2019, and the measure is presented for first read consideration.
Do I hear a motion regarding this, the budget?
Yes, I'd like to move to place O-19-229, an ordinance to establish the budget for the year 2020, to repeal conflicting ordinances, to provide for an effective date, and for other purposes on first read, and to schedule a public hearing on the matter for Thursday, October 17th at 8 p.m.
Do I hear a second?
I second that motion.
Okay, Chip moves and Bob seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you, that's unanimous. This is the place in our agenda for public comments. Susan, did you have anything you wanted to say?
Well, can I ask a question about something that's going to come up about the landscaping on the corner.
Well, we could do it after the meeting, unless it's something that council needs to vote on.
No, no.
Okay. Well, allow me to thank you for your efforts leading our Berkeley Light Conservancy then. And allow me to introduce to the group Floyd Scott, whom I met at a veteran support meeting earlier this week. Did you want to introduce yourself to us tonight?
Yes, ma'am. Stand here.
Mm-hmm.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Floyd Scott, and I'm actually running for sheriff of Gwinnett County. I have over 40 years of public service experience, and 23 of those years were with Gwinnett County government. 17 was with the sheriff's office itself. So I just request and ask that you would consider me as your pick. I have the experience, I'm competent, and I'm certainly qualified for the position.
Thank you very much for coming. Okay. Any other comments? No? Okay. Then I would entertain a motion for adjournment.
I'd like to move to adjourn.
Do we hear a second?
I would second that motion.
Okay. Rebecca moves, Scott seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you. That's unanimous, and the meeting is adjourned.